Ever feel like you're processing just a million things at once, you know, work, family, the news, and you just wish you could make clearer sense of it all?
Oh, definitely. We all feel that way sometimes.
Well, you're not alone. This deep dive, it's really about giving you some, well, simple tools, maybe ways to understand how we perceive things, how we know stuff.
Right, getting a handle on it.
Yeah. We'll look at some basic distinctions like the difference between the world out there and what's going on in our heads.
The ontic versus the noetic, as the sources call it.
Exactly. Or, you know, the difference between the rules that govern things and the things themselves.
Cosmonomic and factual. Sounds technical, but it's pretty intuitive when you unpack it.
Totally. Think of this as a shortcut to maybe clearer thinking without all the heavy jargons. Okay, let's dig in.
What's great is how practical these ideas are. They really help understand, you know, why we misunderstand things or why problems need different angles.
Okay, so let's start with that first one, the world out there.
Yeah.
Like the actual events, objects, relationships.
The ontic side, yeah.
So imagine a bird singing in a tree. That's just happening, right?
Yeah,
Ontic.
the physical event.
Now, how you experience it, what you think, how you hear it, maybe it reminds you of something, or maybe it's just noise to you at that moment. That's the noetic part.
That's our mental take on it, our representation.
What's the bird itself versus your idea or experience of the bird?
Exactly. And crucially, our noetic understanding isn't always, you know, a perfect mirror of the ontic.
Yeah.
Our background, our mood, it all colors it.
Makes sense. Okay, next idea. Rules versus the stuff they apply to.
The cosmonomic and the factual.
Right. So cosmonomic refers to these underlying kind of principles or laws. Think of basic logic, maybe.
Yeah, like the rule that something can't be true and false at the same time. That's pretty fundamental, a logical law.
Okay, so that's the cosmonomic part. Then the factual is, well, the actual stuff that law applies to, like specific statements or situations.
Precisely. And it gets interesting because while a law like logic might seem absolute, how we apply it as a norm, say in ethics or even just a debate, that involves human interpretation.
So the basic principle is there, but the application needs thought, context.
Needs interpretation, yeah.
Okay. Now let's shift gears slightly. Think about how we normally just live, you know, day to
Our
day.
everyday experience.
Yeah. You see a salt cellar, someone asks you to pass it, you just do it. You don't usually stop and think about the physics of lifting it or the history of salt or.
Or the social convention of asking politely.
Right. You just experience it all together. That's the naive attitude, holistic.
Just taking things as they come.
But then, say you're a chemist or a designer or an anthropologist studying that salt cellar,
Okay.
you deliberately focus on one aspect, right?
That's the theoretical attitude.
Yeah.
You perform what they call an époché. You kind of bracket off the other aspects to zoom in.
Like putting blinders on, almost, but in a useful way for analysis.
Exactly. It's powerful for focus study. But there's a catch.
Ah, which
Oh,
is.
yeah. If you forget you put the blinders on and think that one aspect you're studying is the whole reality,
Yeah.
that's reductionism.
Right. Like trying to understand a friendship only through brain chemistry or
Yeah.
something, you miss the bigger picture.
Precisely. And you can get hard reductionism, where everything gets boiled down to one thing, like physics, or soft reductionism, where you have different explanations, say, scientific and humanistic, that just sit side by side but don't really connect.
Both create problems, right? Either distortion or just incoherence.
Yeah, you lose the richness or the connections.
This kind of leads into thinking about different ways we know things. Sometimes it's not analytical at all, is it? It's more intuitive.
That flash of insight or that feeling of understanding how things connect, even if you can't immediately spell out the logic.
Like a musician just getting how the harmony works.
Exactly. It's a sense of the whole, the interconnectedness. It's not irrational, but it's maybe broader than just step-by-step logic.
And that's different from conceptual knowledge, where we're often focused on defining specific things, entities, and their properties.
Right. Though the sources suggest maybe we should rethink even concepts. Instead of just listing properties, like a chair has four legs and a back, maybe theoretical concepts should focus more on the relationships and the underlying principles or laws governing those relationships.
So, not just what a thing is, but how it relates and functions according to certain rules. Like understanding a car through mechanics, not just its parts list.
Sort of, yeah. Understanding its place within a modal aspect, like the physical or the economic, it's a slightly different way of carving things up conceptually.
Interesting. Deeper connections.
And that brings us quickly to analogies. They help us see those connections. You can have analogies between different modes like harmony in music and balance in economics.
Modal analogies, okay.
Or even deeper ones, transcendental analogies,
yeah,
linking fundamental aspects like how things exist as entities or relate to each other or unfold in time.
Wow, okay. So, stepping back, we've got the world versus our idea of it, ontognoetic. Rules versus facts, cosmonomic factual, everyday experience versus analysis, naive theoretical, and intuition versus concepts.
It's a lot of distinctions.
It is, but the main point seems to be reality is complex. It's messy, multifaceted.
And these aren't rigid boxes. They're more like different lenses we can use.
Right. To help us appreciate that complexity and, crucially, avoid just oversimplifying everything.
Which brings us to a question for you listening in. Think about a recent situation, maybe a decision you made or even a misunderstanding you had.
Mm-hmm.
How might looking at it through these different lenses, you know, the actual event versus your interpretation, the underlying principles versus the specifics, your initial naive reaction versus a more theoretical look, how might that change your perspective?
That's a great question. It's really about noticing the assumptions we make, isn't it? Becoming more aware of the different layers.
Exactly.
Well, exploring these ideas further can definitely lead to a richer, more nuanced way of seeing things. Thanks for diving deep with us today.